I'm glad we do that. I see, for some reason, a couple of kids are sleepy. They're a little tired this morning. I have no idea why. They're trying to blame this on me. Y'all know better, right? Y'all know better. It's my fault. I guess, Cooper, you bring me that picture? Yeah. Yeah, usually we do separate the boys from the girls. You're right. Yeah, we do that. First, before we get into a D&I report, I would like to say a big thank you, a big God bless you. We appreciate you to this church, to the members of this church, to Pastor Steve, for supporting us and helping us with D&I, and all those guys who've been working at the school and getting the showers together. I'll tell you that was a blessing. Yeah. Clean them out. Amen. There's a couple of times I went into the boys' dorm. I'm like, it smells like a locker room in here, fellas, right? So we'll have to Febreze Miss Marjorie's classroom quite a bit to clean all that, all right? We had a lot of volunteers come up over the weekend. A lot of people coming up to help cook, just to help clean, just to help to be boots on the ground, just to help to do a lot of things that need to be done. So it takes a village, but more importantly, it does take a whole church to put on an event like this and to host an event like this. So I want to say thank you to all those parents who came up. Thank you to all the adults who showed up to cook and to cook. It's an awesome thing to wake up in the morning and smell breakfast. It just helps. So I would like to ask Pastor Steve to come down real fast. I know he's already down there. And every year we kind of do a little picture frame and a D&I photo, and it's a picture of all the kids who attended, and we have all of them sign that. So I want to present that to the church as a thank you very much. So thank you. God bless you. Thank you, church. Thank you. It's hard to pack as much Bible as you want to get in on a weekend for these kids. And I always say we try to saturate them and truly transform their mind and their way of thinking by the Word of God. And I'd like to ask our adult volunteers if they would like to have a testimony first and their comments about D&I. If our adult volunteers, Marjorie, Tiffany, Jean, and Miss Lisa, right? Miss Lisa was in on one of the trucks. We did some service projects. Some of you know we showed up some of your houses. We tried not to break very much, but we tried to do some stuff. So we had a lot of adult volunteers. Mike, come on up as well. And I'm just going to let them kind of talk about their experience.
Oh, I'm first.
You're right next to me.
Good morning, my children. Hey, guys. I don't know about y'all, but I had a blast this weekend. You know, we had Bible study at midnight until 1 o'clock, 1:30, and these kids, most of them, hung with us. But it was great to learn about discipleship and watch these kids interact with Marco and Mikey and then bring in the message. You know, because these kids learning about discipleship, some of them have never even heard of discipleship. So for these kids to actually learn from God's word and hear Marco and Mikey's testimonies and the message that they brung and actually have them interact and answer questions and have questions, that brought a blessing to me. And I don't know which one was my favorite, the water balloons or the archery tag or staying up till midnight listening to the word. I don't know. But it was a blessing. I had a lot of fun. I think I'll be back, maybe, you know, depending on how much I like you.
I would like to thank God for providing for this to happen. And I'd like to thank Marco for letting this happen. Then I would like to thank the church, the pastor, and all the people that came to cook. Thank you for that. And I enjoyed getting to bond with all the kids and bonding with all the leaders. That was a blessing. having the kids just ask the simplest questions was amazing. I don't know, was, well, games to you came, and that was just like, yeah, it was weird because I had that at my sweet 16, so it was kind of crazy. Archery tag was great. Water balloons was great. Thank you.
I'm Miss Marjorie, and this was my third year to serve as a volunteer for DNOW. And what can I say? It's a blessing to serve these kids. We had a great, great group of kids this year. I mean, I have to say, DNOW was better this year than it's ever been. I would like to thank Mr. Marco for everything that he does. He pours so much of his life into this youth group. And it's such a blessing to see what he does for these kids. And Mr. Mikey, I mean, it's just a blessing to come and see just what he's doing for these kids. And I just wanted to say it was just a wonderful opportunity, just the Bible studies at midnight, not getting to sleep till 3 a.m. sometimes, being woke up early. But I would like to say what I think meant the most to me, what I look forward to, is the service projects that Marco lets us do. For me, I got to take out a group of girls, wonderful girls, I might say. We went out, we visited people's houses and prayed with them, seen what we could do for them. And we went to a gas station and we asked the attendant if we could pray for him. And he responded very nicely, let us pray for him. And then he blessed us. He bought us all drinks. So I would just like to say thank you guys for letting me serve you guys and be here. And I just want to say this DNOW is about disciple now. It's about showing these guys what it means to be a disciple, to be the hands and feet of Christ. And this group of kids, they're our future generation. So I just want to say what a blessing it's been. Thank you, Marco, for what you do. Thank you, Mikey, for what you do. Thank you for the volunteers that came up, the people that came up and cooked food for us. That was a blessing. And thank you to the church, the pastor, everything that you do for this youth group. Thank you for everything.
I have to start by saying thank you to Marco, his beautiful wife, and his three kids who they give up so much of their dad for this youth. And they are just... they have blessed our family alone so much. And so just thank you, kids, for giving up your dad to all these other kids. And I had a great group of girls. We had to improvise because we had two GPSs and both just kept leading us in circles. We did kind of make it to the houses, but we ended up going, I was going to say when we had to improvise, the girls came up with the ideas and they executed them without any help from me. We went to the fire station next door, and the girls asked if they could pray with the firefighters, and they did. And we got pictures of them on the fire truck, and then told them they could run back. And I think Marco about had a heart attack because he saw all of his kids running down the street. But it was just next door. So anyway, and a great group of kids. Thank you.
As Marco said, I really just like to thank our church and our pastor for allowing us to have these weekends and this time with your kids. I'm not much older than your kids, so it's a blessing for me to get to come and just bring God's word and talk about God to so many different youth and so many different people week in and week out, especially when it comes to DNOW. As Miss Marjorie said, I was the one who got to wake people up in the mornings. If you want to find the true nature of somebody, play Rise and Shine and Give God the Glory as loud as you can next to them, and you will find out how that person really feels. I do mean next to you. It really has just been a blessing for me to see that we had so many people from our church willing to come and just sacrifice time during their weekend and to spend all weekend with us. Without our ladies here, we wouldn't have been able to have this weekend because we have a very girl-heavy youth. So without having our lady chaperones and adults come, DNOW wouldn't have happened. So again, just thank you, church. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Marco. We love the kids. We love the youth. That's why we're here. It's why we do what we do, and we love to talk about God to the youth. And don't let your kids tell you they can't work. We got to see a lot of them do weed eating, leaf blowing, dusting, sweeping. They can work for you. So we know it. They'll do it for you now, too. You're welcome, guys. And with that, Marco.
Let's give all of our volunteers a round of applause. Thank you. We're talking about to the kids about when you're a disciple of Christ, and I always say I'm a disciple under construction. I make mistakes. Things don't always work out as planned, but we are flexible. And we had a few things not quite work out and this. So if you're one of those houses, I apologize, right? Because, it's just you got so many things going on and so many irons in the fire, and you want to delegate without being too heavy-handed. So I appreciate all of those who did show up and all of those who allowed us to come to your house and invade your privacy there for a little bit. I hope the kids blessed you. I know you blessed them by letting them come and pray and do all the projects. We also went to your neighbor's house as well, and we asked if they needed prayer. And they collected some canned goods as well in the house they went to raise some food for the food pantry. So to all the parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, I want to say thank you for sharing your children with us. When you're doing something that God has called you to do, it's a blessing. It is. One of our main scripture verse for this weekend for D-Now, you can probably see it on their shirts. The front of it says the way, and it's John 14:6. And Jesus answers, and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And that was kind of the scripture focus of our D-Now weekend. So most of them have the shirts, and some of them just they either got wet or demolished or damaged. So I want to give the kids an opportunity, for those who would like to, give a testimony of your D-Now experience, whether it was on the work projects or time of fellowship or the Bible study. Is anyone would like to say anything? Mr. Jose? Chris, you can go first. Chris. Ladies first. Round of applause, boys. Boys, ladies first.
I had a lot of fun this week.
She's like, I don't want to give it to her.
I had a lot of fun this weekend because this was my first weekend I did this, but we had a lot of fun. We did scavenger hunts. We stayed up till like 3 o'clock in the morning playing on our phones or talking. Mikey actually put a speaker in our room this morning as loud as he could and woke us all up. The breakfast was good. Dinner was good. We had a lot of fun. So thank you for letting us do this, Marco. I had a lot of fun.
The Shoes D-Now was a little bit different for me. This was the first year where, like, I'm the oldest of the guys, and it was weird. But it was a lot of fun. These guys are great. They can be annoying at times, but they're awesome. I love all of them. And unfortunately for me, I didn't get to do the service projects because I had a study group at school on Saturday. But I saw the pictures everyone took, and it looked like they all had a blast. So I'm glad they got to spend time with each other and bond. The games were a lot of fun. Archery tag was great. There were some mishaps, painful, painful mishaps. But it was fun. The water balloon fights, those were, everything was a blast. These kids, just they're a blessing, and it's good to see that the future of this church is just, it's in good hands. And unfortunately for me, I'm leaving to college after this summer, so I'm not going to be around anymore. But I just wanted to say thank you to Mikey and Marco and everyone here. My whole life, basically since 8th grade, this church just helped raise me and helped me become who I am today. So thank you.
My name is AJ, or Arthur Jackson Warren. This is my first year here, and probably going to also be my last. And I had a lot of fun. Also, I bumped my head on the wall thing once. And I always liked how everyone sometimes go crazy. I have a lot of personalities, honestly, and a lot of actions. It's random. But everything just goes random for me. Also, not many people like me.
No, that's not true.
and I usually don't introduce myself much. Yeah? Most interesting thing would be probably being able to hit Mark over the war broom without getting in trouble. Well, thank you, also dumping water on Marco.
Yes. Well, they take their licks when they can get them, right? All right, well, one more.
Hi, I'm Hannah. This weekend was great. It was my first year, and after the Bible studies, some girls, well, my bedmate, she got so tired, but it was worth it in the morning because everybody was happy, even though we were very tired of the music, Mikey. And my favorite thing was to see all the people, like the gas station clerk, he was so nice. And people, like, you don't expect their reactions out of that, so it was worth it. And thank you, Marco and Mikey. So.
Thank all of you kids, and thank you again to the church. I'd like to wrap up by just saying Jesus calls, Jesus teaches, and then Jesus sends out. So for some of these, they've been called, and some of them, they're in the process of being taught. For like our young fellow, Mr. Jose, who's about to leave off to college, now he is being sent out to the next chapter of his life. So I pray that all the scripture that has been poured into him here, all of your love that has been poured into him, as we send him out, he will be the hands and feet of Christ. So thank you to this church. God bless you, you youth. Remember, now you're being sent out. It is your turn to share the love of Christ and be the hands and feet of Christ like you experienced this weekend to your friends, to your family, to your neighbors, to whoever who you come across, that God has ordained that meeting for you. So God bless you. May he always watch over you, and may he charge his angels to guard over you in your coming and your going. So God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Marco.
We can, yes, we are. Yeah, we still have,
Very good. Well, good job. Amen. We've got our members meeting on the 19th, which is on a Wednesday night. And if you love Brother Marco and you normally don't come on Wednesday night, I would really encourage you to be here on the 19th for our members meeting. We're getting ready to vote as a church on our new church budget, which we're kind of a few months behind, but we're going to catch up. Everything's going to be retroactive if the church vote goes through. But we're going to be giving Brother Marco a pretty substantial, or vote to give Brother Marco a pretty substantial increase in pay. Amen. And we're getting ready to ordain him. Okay, so we will be ordaining him. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. And so we will start the process. I thought we were just going to do a Sunday night deal on the last Sunday of the month, but we will actually start that process Sunday morning, the last Sunday of this month. And so we will have some council questions, and you will get to ask him some questions after the Sunday morning service is over. So we'll need to have kind of a fellowship time that last Sunday of the month, this month, and then Sunday night will be the big vote, and will be the big charge. Okay, so and the laying on of hands and all of that. So that'll be the 30th of this month. So it'd kind of be a two-part deal: Sunday morning and Sunday night. Okay, and then the 19th is our members meeting. And when is the vote on the new church budget? The 23rd, okay, so the 23rd, and so then the ordination will be on the 30th, okay? Amen? I leave you kids with one, and I know you're tired. I know you're tired. And you're ready for this to be over so you can go home and pile in the bed and fall asleep on the way home or whatever it may be. But I want to leave you with one. It's just kind of a sobering wake-up passage. And then we're going to, I'm going to invite us down and we're going to have prayer for a dear church member, Brother Walt. We're going to have prayer for a dear church member, Brother Matt. We're going to pray for Brother Matt today. But this is what the Word of God says in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Did anybody use that? Did y'all use Psalm 1, 1 through 6 this week? Okay. All right. So this will be new, kind of fresh. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they're like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And let me tell you what I was encouraged about. These kids had a great time around the Word of God. And I can't tell you how many times I heard the word fun. But Christianity is fun. Amen? Amen? Christianity is fun. It's a fun deal, right? Getting together with Christian friends, right? Working together, serving together, and studying God's Word together, right? And pinging each other with water balloons and all that other stuff. I mean, you know, I hit you in the name of Jesus, right? So all of that's a good time.